Now, despite provisions under the Public Procurement and Disposal of Public Assets Act requiring public institutions to reserve a share of contracts for youth, women and persons with disabilities, the National Social Security Fund, NSSFC's participation by these special interest groups remains low due to persistent gaps in capacity, financing and competitiveness. The fund, not that many of the targeted groups, continue to struggle with limited access to capital, inadequate technical skills and insufficient experience to meet procurement requirements. To address this, NSSF advises stronger capacity building programs, improved access to affordable financing and targeted training to help these groups better compete for public contracts.